it's time to go searching for trouble in the stock market. And there's nobody better to do that with than Sam McBride. He's investment analyst at New Constructs. And we're heading for the danger zone. Welcome to the danger zone, everybody. And this, well, it's important that you understand that stock market investing itself, that's not the danger zone. No, the danger zone is a portion of the securities out there. And when it comes to New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous, well, the dangerous ones are the ones that are misleading. They are the ones that most people would look at and take a look at the top-down numbers and say,
"You are so good-looking."
But when they're digging in, they have a basic question in mind.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
They dig in at the bottom. They find the real value in the numbers and what's the real story there. And if they find that something is misleading, that makes it dangerous. And if you want to take a look at their list of the most attractive and most dangerous stocks, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. Sam McBride is investment analyst at New Constructs. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Installed building products.
Danger, danger.
Installed building products. It's ticker symbol IBP. What's the problem here?
Yeah, so this is a follow-up on a danger zone we did just a little over a year ago. We put them in the danger zone first back in May 2018. Stock's down 6% since then. S&P's up 7%. But the stock has been coming back up lately. The fundamentals have started to improve. So we took another look at this stock. It sort of, if you just look at the top line numbers, it looks like this business is improving. But when we took a deeper look, what we saw is that really there's just a bit of a rising tide lifting all boats here, where the industry they're in, they are providing building materials and insulation for the residential home building industry. It has been a very good year for them last year. And so that sort of lifting all the companies in this industry up. But installed building products remain sort of the least profitable company in this industry, most overvalued. They are continuing to destroy shareholder value by carrying out expensive acquisitions. And so what looks at surface level like a growing company is really a company just benefiting from some industry tailwinds, but still with a bad business model.
Now, as you pointed out, this stock, installed building products, was in the danger zone a little bit over a year ago. Since that time, the market's up about 7%. The stock is down about 6%. 6% doesn't sound or feel all that dangerous. But we learned a long time ago, and David Trainer, founder of New Constructs, says it all the time. You can identify a bad stock. You can't necessarily promise that there's a certain catalyst that will trigger things. So is there something specific to right now that has you saying, yeah, we got to put them back in because we think there's a catalyst coming?
Yeah, so a big thing with installed building products, as I mentioned, they continue to carry out acquisitions. They're at a pace of nearly one a month, just lots of very small acquisitions that they keep bolting on to the company. They keep growing through that way. And like I said, in the good economic conditions, that strategy can look good. You can keep growing that way and earn solid returns for a temporary period. But we think when the economy starts to slow down, which there's definitely a lot of warning signals on the macroeconomic side right now, this company has about 36% of its total assets in goodwill and other intangibles from all these acquisitions. We think there's a really, really big write-down, really big impairment risk there that would really serve as a catalyst to the stock if they had to write down some of that goodwill.
And what would be a fair market value? I mean, obviously, if they're writing down goodwill, they're headed for trouble. But what's a realistic price on this stock?
Yeah, we used our dynamic DCF model to try to forecast the valuation here. We think if they maintain their current margins of about 5.5%, grow NOPAT profit by 6% compound annually for 10 years, stock's worth $27 per share, about a 54% downside to the current stock price.
Yeah, and that's basically, you know, not talking much growth. If they see a downturn, if any of these mergers fail, et cetera, how much worse could it get?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely significantly more downside. I think if we just look at the economic book value, which is the zero gross value of the company, we're looking at $17 per share right there.
Down about $40 a share. So, yeah, we can see why this one would be ugly. Is there any way that this company just continues to defy gravity because it keeps doing the deals? And the deals, of course, create that goodwill, create the positive headlines, etc. And, you know, this is just one of those cases where the market remains irrational longer than investors can remain solvent?
You know, if the economy holds up, that the housing market stays strong, you know, as long as that happens, I think this company has a chance to stay afloat. But, you know, like I said, it's underperforming still, even in a really good economy right now. As I said, it's down 6% versus S&P up 7%. So even though the economy is holding up, this business, this stock is still not doing great. So I think it's a lot of, they can tread water for a while, but I don't see a ton of upside and a lot of significant downside.
Yeah, well, treading water for a while means at some point you're drowning. And with a stock price of $57 that you think is worth closer to $27, maybe even only $17, yeah, somebody's going to wind up choking on this one. It's Installed Building Products, IBP, and it's in the danger zone. Sam McBride, investment analyst at New Constructs, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, if you want to get more information on all the things in the Danger Zone, well, they blog about their Danger Zone picks. So go to newconstructs.com to check it out. You can also find the list of most attractive and most dangerous stocks and more. And if you don't want to miss anything, follow them on Twitter at newconstructs. The Market Call is next. Greg Woodard will be here. Stay tuned.